Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 5, Luke chapter 1, verse 29 to 33. Mary was greatly troubled at the angel's words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendant forever. His kingdom will never end." As the angel appears to Mary to deliver this groundbreaking news, tucked within this announcement is something very significant. It's a name: Jesus. This moment is the first recorded mention of the name of Jesus. The first time that this name was spoken as the name attached to the Son of God. This is the name by which the power of the kingdom will be released and displayed. The name which soothes and heals. The name which charms our fears and bids our sorrows cease. The name which unlocks healing and freedom, deliverance and release. The name in which resides the power of forgiveness and holds the definition of grace. The name in which eternity's realm and heaven's fullness is found and guaranteed. The name which holds salvation and brings souls within salvation's boundaries. The name which demons fear and darkness hates. The name in which peace is found and joy is discovered. The name that is above every name, and which defines and shapes every circumstance, every situation, and every life that it is spoken into and released within. This name, the name of Jesus, holds such power. It contains ability. It shapes and defines, it transforms and it changes. And this name was first spoken from heaven to earth as the angel visits this woman of Galilee. This name, arguably the most famous and powerful name in the whole world, the name which has spanned generations and shaped history, the most valued and spoken name in the entire world, was first of all hidden in the heart of Mary and carried in her soul long before it came to reside in the awareness of humanity. What a privilege. What an honour. I wonder how many times, as Mary processed the message of the angel, I wonder how many times she whispered his name. I wonder how many times, as she felt a kick and cradled her growing belly, I wonder how many times she said that name out loud. As she spoke to her child being shaped within her, how many times did she call it out, speak it out? How many times with tenderness and affection did she utter that name, Jesus? She was the first one to hear the name, therefore probably the first one to speak that name, the first one to cherish that name, to visit with love and affection that name, the first person to carry the name of Jesus as that of value and worth. Before it was spoken the world over in reverence and curse and devotion and with pleas, before it came to hold the dimensions of fame and fortune, religious piety and supernatural worth, that was carried, that was held, it was cherished in the soul of this woman of Galilee. But for her, it wasn't about the name. It was about the life within her. It was about the person. It was him. Who he was. And who he was, well, he was changing her. Physically, spiritually, emotionally. As she carried him, as she cherished him, as she nurtured him within, as he took shape within her and his life began to be formed in her, he changed her. The life of Jesus changed the life of Mary. We hold this name in our consciousness and our awareness and our vocabulary. It's such a powerful name, the name Jesus. We understand its worth and significance. We've seen its power and display, and we've found the salvation and eternal riches that it not only holds, but it unlocks. We've spoken this name, called upon this name in times of trouble, whispered this definition in moments of desperation and distress, even sung this name, declared this title with power and reverence and boldness. We hold it dear. inwardly, outwardly. The name Jesus is something to behold, to announce, and to celebrate. But this name should not only reside in our awareness as a spiritual charm or a token or a divine key that unlocks the stuff that we want or we need. There is not just power in this name, but there's life as well. Because the name is a being. This name is God. It's the Son of God. He is real. He is life. The most significant name in history and the existence of the human race is actually the most significant person and being in history and the existence of the human race. His name is Jesus, and he is life. And his life shapes ours when he's not merely just a definition, a title, a token or charm that is external to who we are. But his life begins to shape ours when his life comes to reside within us. And when we begin to be changed and transformed by him, as he shapes our hearts, our minds, our souls and spirits, when he changes who we are with who he is. When we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we carry within us that which is significant, powerful and transformative. We carry the name of Jesus, yes, but we carry the life of Jesus also. Today, pause. Speak the name of Jesus within your today. This name contains the power to shape and define every life and circumstance that is spoken within. So with boldness, with confidence, with freedom, speak out his name within your world and within your day. And as you do, shift the focus from merely a name to speak and declare, but instead encounter and cherish the person, the presence, the life, the God. Cherish him because he is worthy, he is lovely, and he is wonderful. And as you cherish his life within yours, be ready. He will forever change your shape and definition, just like he did for Mary. Today, pause, speak his name, find his presence, cherish his person, and let his life reside within your day.
Sing the name of Jesus. Sing.